Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Heise. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a fly ball into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheinblum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scheinblum moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood bunts towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hisa moves to second. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hisa moves to third. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hisa scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Keough pinch hits for Ed Kirkpatrick. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keough. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Keough steals second. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry May now catching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. The ball gets by May. He chases the ball to the backstop. Scott moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is safe. Scott steals third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to third. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rooker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Auerbach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Theobald for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-3 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roger Nelson now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.